This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. A 24-year-old Columbia woman has been accused of killing an 11-week-old baby who died in May after a pacifier blocked her airway. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Treshel Kemp was arrested Thursday on a Cooper County warrant. She was charged with second-degree murder, first-degree domestic assault, and child abuse. A probable cause statement says Kemp suspected of causing the baby girl's death on May 14th by shoving a pacifier into the child's mouth, which obstructed her airway. Cooper County Sheriff Jerry Wolf says in a release that Kemp was not related to the infant and the death did not appear to be accidental. Online records don't list a lawyer for Kemp, who's being held on a $250,000 bond. Missouri Task Force 1 has returned to Columbia after spending a week on the East Coast helping Hurricane Sandy victims. KBIA's Mao Ling Shong has more.
After a long drive from the East Coast, the Missouri Task Force 1 crew of about 80 people arrived at Boone County Fire Protection District office Wednesday afternoon. Dan Casey, a rescue specialist with the task force, says during their mission, the team mainly stayed at Long Island and New Jersey, helping with humanitarian tasks.
We went door-to-door and visited with people to see if they needed anything. We wanted to make sure that any elderly or special needs folks were taken care of, and if we needed to evacuate them, we did. We did that with several people.
Casey says the team also provided water and food to affected residents and offered information about food, shelter, and medical care. Shalon Shof, another rescue specialist of the crew, says the people they met and ran into were very appreciative.
It went probably about a week without any contact. No electricity, no TV, no news, and we're the first ones that they met.
Shof says the experience led her and her colleagues to realize the importance of an emergency preparation plan.
Never know when a disaster is going to hit. Make sure that you have plenty of water and food and pharmaceuticals, things that you need for the first couple of days before help can arrive to assist you.
Missouri Task Force 1 reached out to about 4,200 homes while they were on the East Coast. The team is one of the 28 task force units in the nation. Mao Ling Shong, KBIA News.
Non-tenure track faculty at MU won another battle in the fight for rights to vote in campus decisions. KBIA's Jack Lasofsky reports.
The faculty council voted 15-3 in favor of a proposal to give non-tenure track faculty appropriate representation and voting rights on the MU faculty council. Last year, 36% of the faculty members on the MU Columbia campus were ranked non-tenure track. Dr. Harry Tyrer, chairman of the faculty council, says these faculty members are essential to MU, especially in areas of teaching and research.
They're part of the fabric of the university, and so their voices need to be heard, particularly as it deals with students.
Tyre says the next stages include creating websites with information about the proposal and hosting forums. After the inquiry period, the proposal will go to a faculty-wide vote. Should the proposal get a majority vote, it would go before the Board of Curators. Tyre hopes to reach that final stage by April. Jake Lasofsky, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.